Living your human design isn't always convenient, but it's always correct. That is a statement that a fellow human design business coach shared with me probably 4 years ago now, Shakti Rios, and it rings true now more than ever before. I see this thing happening in the human design space, people who are human design informed, where we think it's going to be easier the longer that we're in our experiment. And I have found the opposite to be true many times. And that's been the gold, which we're going to unpack together today. Now, if you hear some random chirping and other things, I am recording this episode for you as I'm on my walk, because I didn't have an episode in the bank for you this morning. I have been deep into hermit mode since my private retreat last weekend. I hosted a private retreat at the cottage with a 3-5 generator. She's going to be coming to you in the next couple of weeks, talking to you about her experience and how we built out the entire structure of her business in the course of a weekend. We spent 26 hours together going over her human design and her business and building it from the ground up. Something she'd not been able to do before, trying to piecemeal all of these strategies together from all of these different business coaches and pieces of content, and you know how that goes. But that's not what we're talking about here today. We're talking about living into your design even when it's inconvenient. And I feel like I have been in the inconvenience of my design for the last few months like never before. So this has been a hermit week for me that I did not plan on. And if you're new to human design, it's a hermit week for me because I am a second line profile in human design. Second line profiles are called the hermits, and we need deep, deep, deep retreat to come back to ourselves and to come back to our gifts. I'm a 2-4 profile. So when the time is right, my fourth line people, my community, my network, you, call me out, call my gifts out. And then I know it's time to share again. And this can be energetic if you are a 2-4 profile. And this is where the inconvenience has been this week. This is one of the places where the inconvenience has been this week. And it's also the beauty in building your business and living your business, living your life according to your human design. So I hosted that retreat on the weekend. It was 3 days. She got there about noon on Friday. We worked till 8 Friday night. We worked all day, like 12 or 13 hours on Saturday. And then again, Sunday all day. And I thought that I would just take the day Monday and it would be business as usual after that. And that was not the case, my friend. Not at all. My second line had other plans for me. And I found myself incapable of functioning. Now, in the regular business world, people will tell you that that's not building a sustainable business, that you have to build a business that you don't need to recover from, all of those things. Almost every design I've ever looked at has some version of retreat in it. This girl that I worked with at the private retreat, she, as I said, is a 3-5 generator, but she has gate 40 defined 2 or 3 times in her design. Gate 40 needs deep aloneness. It needs to retreat back into itself. So there's going to be some, the fifth line needs retreat as well. There's going to be some aspect of retreat, I believe, in each and every person. Mine just happens to be like right out where everybody can see it, especially in a business world where we're told that we have to be consistent. And believe me, if I wasn't holding my little microphone by my mouth, that would be in big time air quotes right now. Because I was beating myself up because I didn't have an episode for you this morning, but I couldn't make myself do the thing. Nothing was coming through. And the hill that I will die on in my programs, Content by Design, Design to Profit, wherever you end up with me, readings, the hill that I will die on is that your design defines what consistency looks like for you. Period. Hard stop. The end. We don't do this having to be consistent bullshit. Now, unless you're living under a rock, you're probably hearing a lot about the astrological transits of July 2026. We are in it now. It said that the Barbo basket, I know I'm switching gears here to astrology, but bear with me because it's going to have some significance for you. It has significance for all of us. We've got so many massive things happening right now. And when you go online to whatever your platform of choice is, you might be feeling like there's something wrong with you. We are in this incredible astrology that is said to be the definition of an era. Everything changes under this astrology. Many astrologies that you'll hear will be saying that today, July 13th, is the day that clarity comes in. Maybe you're waiting for July 23rd when Mercury goes direct again. A lot of astrologers are talking about Saturn's role in all of this and how it's asking us to put structure around the business that will last. Neptune, what are you visualizing? Where are you different? What can you bring to form? Uranus, what needs to be removed? There are so many things happening right now. I'm not going to touch on them all. I'm not an astrologer. I just know that I hear the noise when I go online. And yet, when I'm honoring my human design, I understand that I am here to be an emotional being. I have a Cancer moon. Cancer rules my 10th house, which is my house of career. I am going to bring my emotions to my business. That's just how it's going to be. Another thing that is not super duper exciting to do in the bro marketing business space that we all live in. So let me just gather my thoughts here and see what I want to say about this, because there's a lot I want to say. The online space is noisy. If you're in the spiritual space, you may be feeling pressure to get something going. We are also coming into a new moon in Cancer tomorrow. And I know that when I went to my Instagram this morning, I saw, I don't know how many, I had to just turn it off, reels talking about, now is the time to get something started. And, you know, Saturn's going to help you put structure in it and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything right now. Something else that we can look at in our designs for how we are designed to flow. I mean, we can look at our entire design. Every gate in your human design has a potential 1,080 ways that it could express. So believe me when I say it's about the nuances and not just single pieces of your design. That's the most dangerous thing you can do with your human design, I believe, is take one piece of it and just hold on to it for dear life. But one of the things that you can look at is your circuitry and what circuit your personality sun gate falls into. So the top gate on the right-hand side, top number before the decimal on the right-hand side of your chart, and what energy that brings. My sun gate is individual. I have some individual circuitry running through my design, a lot of individual integration circuitry running through my design, and that individual circuitry pulses on and off. So I can go through great periods of time, and you can too with individual circuitry, where I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, the pulse is off, and then all of a sudden it's on and I know. I don't know how I know, I just know. And I know it's time to move. And before that, it's not time to move. Again, highly, highly, highly inconvenient in this business space that we live in. Oh my gosh, I'm walking by right now, the lawn. There's lawn worth a dog sitting on it with a great big ass cone on his head. Poor Muffet. Hopefully it doesn't come out at me. So in my design, there is this energy where I will know when I know, and not until then. And you have some way of knowing in your design as well. But we can feel all of this pressure from the outside world, especially with these transits happening right now. We can feel this pressure like we have to know now. We have to have it already. Oh my God, the new moon. Oh my God, this transit. Oh my God, that transit. I gotta get it done or I'm not gonna build something that lasts. But that's not how it is in real life. I have learned that following my human design has been the greatest hack for tapping into my intuition. The greatest hack. And believe me, I've done all the hacks. All the trainings, all the modalities, all the things. Just like probably you have if you're here. But for me, the thing that I have to come back to is that as an emotional authority, I will know when I know, and I won't know a minute before that. And that has to be okay. And your intuition does not speak in fear. Your intuition is calm. So you can get some, have something drop in. Maybe you're splenic and it drops in super, super quickly and you're excited really quickly. And then in the next breath, you're afraid. That fear is not your intuition. But if in the next breath, you're like, okay, I hear you. Now what? That's different. As an emotional authority, leaning into this intuitive feeling that I have, something is coming. And for the life of me, I don't know what that is. And it's hella uncomfortable. Many people in the human design space will say that you wait out a wave. And I know I've talked about this lots on the podcast. A wave. Air quotes, as an emotional authority. But the thing is, your emotions are always waving as an emotional authority. They're always ebbing and flowing and doing their thing. And you don't know how long it's going to take for something to come through for you. So how can you let that be okay? Even when it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable. Being with the discomfort is not something that we were shown how to do as kids. Because whenever you're uncomfortable, somebody wants to fix it. Whenever you're unhappy, somebody wants to fix it. Whenever you're sad, whenever you're angry, somebody wants to fix it. But how can you let yourself not fix it? How can you let yourself just be with it, witness it, and really trust that when you follow your design, every part of your design, your profile, your incarnation cross, your circuitry, you're defined in open centers, all of it together. And when you truly allow your intuition to come through and guide you to the life that you're here to have and the work that you're here to do, everything changes, even if it's not on, especially if it's not on the timeline, someone else's timeline. Because I believe that all of these things that are happening right now are happening for us, not to us. And they are happening for the leaders of the world, the spiritual leaders of the world, the intuitive leaders of the world, maybe the women of the world who were silenced for way too long, generations past. It's our time. And there is nothing that we can do to rush this through. Because you know what will happen if you rush through it and you bypass it, you will end up having to do a redo. So my question for you today is, how are you sitting with, or are you sitting with, the discomfort? And how are you hearing or feeling or understanding the intuitive nudge that is always running through you? And if it's saying to go for something, by golly, you go for it. And if it's saying to hold, like a lot of the people in my world right now, then hold and trust, which I know is the hardest thing that we're asked to do. But living your design is not always convenient, but it's always correct.